evening and welcome to the 409th episode of Travel Rich Radio. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my friend and co-host, Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee, and this is the 10th episode of Travel Rich, 10th season of Travel Rich Radio, the show that lets you enjoy the pleasures of travel from the comfort of your armchair.
Every week at this time, we talk to people representing destinations, hotels, airlines, railroads, car rental companies, and others in the world of travel and hospitality, from authors and bloggers to broadcasters and publicists. If it's got anything to do with travel, it's got everything to do with Travel Itch Radio.
And tonight, we conclude our special six-week series on the great state of California. Our honored guest is Elaine Schroth, CEO and President of Visit Concord. Welcome, Elaine, to Travel Itch Radio.
Hey, Dan and Mary Ellen. I am so happy to be here tonight. Thank you.
And we are happy to have you. First of all, Elaine, please tell our listeners exactly where Concord is located.
Right. Well, I understand you both are from the East Coast there, New Jersey and New York, but Concord, California, and again, there are over 30 Concords in the United States, by the way, is Northern California's go-to destination for the San Francisco Bay Area ventures. So we're located just 29 miles due east of San Francisco. And we're a small community feel, but we have all the amenities. We have about 125,000 residents. And we are located at the base of the beautiful Mount Diablo, California State Park, which, interestingly, they say that the view from the top of Mount Diablo covers 40 counties in California and is one of the world's second most far-ranging view after Mount Kilimanjaro of Africa. So that's in mind for a clear day.
Wow. Well, Mark Twain once said, "Never have I experienced a winter so cold as a summer in San Francisco." But even though Concord is also in the Bay Area, isn't it true your climate is different?
Yes, actually it is. We have over 265 days of sunshine in Concord, and so we are sheltered from the cold sea breeze, and we just have an amazing Mediterranean climate here. It's, again, today was a beautiful 82 degrees and expected to be in just low 80s for the next week, so we really love the weather here. So does everybody from the East Coast and colder areas. It's really, truly a place for that year-round fun.
Oh, since your climate is so benign, let's discuss some of your outdoor attractions, including the Contra Costa Canal Trail, Markham Regional Arboretum, Galindo House and Gardens, and the Iron Horse Regional Trail.
Yeah, no, great. Thanks for asking. The Contra Costa Canal Trail, that one is 14 miles, and it runs through four cities. It's great for biking and walking and jogging, so it's a really nice trail that goes straight through Concord, is in the center of it all. And the same thing with the Iron Horse Trail, which kind of connects to it in various places, but that one is 32 miles each way. So that goes kind of in our East Bay. It covers the whole gamut there. And I guess if you're a little bit of a cheater, the electric bikes are kind of becoming more popular, so more people I've seen on using those. But otherwise, it's just lots of nice walking and riding your bike. Also, with Markham Park, that was actually an arboretum that was started by Concord citizens who really loved to garden, and they turned it into an absolutely amazing, beautiful arboretum and gazebo area. It has over 45 different species of trees right there in this small little area. And then a little bit about the Galindo Home and Gardens. That was built in 1856 for Don Francisco Galindo and his wife, Maria. And it is a historical home and gardens, and that also includes a gazebo. It houses our Concord Historical Society and a historic event center. And the interesting thing about the event center, it was formerly the Masonic Temple, and then in 2013, the Historical Society bought it for only $1 and from the city, and they moved it just a few blocks away. It's a gorgeous two-story historic building that will be completely renovated by 2022.
Oh, wow. We hear Concord also has two great man-made attractions in Pixieland Amusement Park and Six Flags Water World Concord. Could you elaborate?
Yeah, sure. Well, Pixieland Amusement Park, it is such an interesting little nugget here in Concord. It's been around since 1955, and it has 40 acres of just little kiddie rides. So the ones where they can't, go on the big rides yet, but it's just a ton of fun for the little ones. And, you know, with the little train rides and all kinds of fun things there. And then we have now Six Flags, the Hurricane Harbor. So we're part of Six Flags Hurricane Harbor in Concord. And that is for everyone, all ages. That one has thrill rides, tide pool, lazy river, a kiddie area, a new kiddie area called Splashwater Island. And it also has food, entertainment, catering, and live bands. And that one is open just usually 5 months a year in those summer months. It's kind of May through October, and they get hundreds of thousands of people visiting it there every day, and that one is set to open on May 22nd.
Oh, wow. We're talking with Elaine Schroth of Visit Concord, California.
Travel Itch listeners love to eat and drink, Elaine, so let's hear about the Concord Tap House, Epidemic Ales, Big Country Kitchen, and Hop Grenade. I hear some of them are part of the Concord Beer Trail.
Well, there you go. Everyone loves to eat and drink, and coming to Concord is the perfect place to do it. So with our beer trail, which is called a beer passport, we have the Concord Tap House, Epidemic Ales, and Hop Grenade. And those are great places where you can go and grab a brew and eat and have good food and fun. And we've got a new brewery coming in as well. It's called Sidegate Brewing. It will be in downtown Todos Santos Plaza, which is part of our historic downtown plaza. And there's plenty of other places to walk around and have fun. And then starting June 1st, coming up soon, we are expanding our trail to become the Contra Costa Trail. And we've got 41 breweries and tap houses throughout the county. They're all centered around Concord, and it's great exposure for everyone, helping with our economic recovery. And you can stay in Concord and then go to these different breweries and tap houses all in anywhere 2 to 20 mile radius. And then Big Country Kitchen, if you've heard about that, well, that's part of our Comfort Food Week. And we're really, they are really known for Southern cooking. So even in California, they've got the Southern cooking going. They sell out of their fried chicken every single day. And their specialty item is called the French Hen, which is French toast, fried chicken, and a fried egg on top, which I'm sure tons of butter and syrup.
Well, since clam chowder in a sourdough bowl is such a hit in San Francisco, we're wondering whether Concord has any special food or recipes of its own.
Yes, so we started the Comfort Food Week about 4 years ago as part of the Restaurant Week in California, as part of Visit California's just efforts to keep restaurants going and kind of working through the slow months after the holidays. And in Concord, it just has a mind of its own, because I think there's so much people think of Comfort, they think of Concord, and that's the cheese zombie, which actually originated in Concord. It is beloved as a community favorite. I think it started out near the high school, and then the people that started the place would always sell it at the high school, so that was just, it's just a favorite, and all it is dough and American cheese. So there's that, and then of course we have those tacos.
Well, what's the Concord Taco Trail? Is that something new?
Yes, it is. So the Concord Taco Trail has been a great success. And Concord has always really been home to deliciously authentic family-owned taquerias and restaurants. And then we just, last summer, rounded up a list of the best for taco lovers to really explore and make it the official Concord Taco Trail. Because great Mexican food really has always been a part of Concord's heritage and legacy. And then each of the trails, they have over 40 locations that offer these specialty dishes, like with al pastor, carnitas, carne asada, crispy fish, vegetarian, and even filet mignon tacos. So they all just check in through their phone year-round. We had over 300 people sign up within the first few weeks for it. And then now, as an annual event, we're going to kick it off again next summer during Hispanic Month, and we have fun trophies and prizes the entire time. So it's just a really great way to get people who really love tacos to try everything and then come back again, and then you can also win prizes during that time.
I'm getting hungry. Now, Elaine, we're intrigued by this name, the Red Door Escape Room. Can you tell us what that is?
Yes. This is just such a fun thing. It came into Concord a few years ago, and it is one of the most interactive escape rooms that you will find around. They really specialize in fully immersive escape room experiences, and they have things like Cash Me casino-themed episodes, and you and your team can try to escape within 60 minutes, which is a long time to be stuck somewhere to me, but and you can hit the jackpot. They have all these hands-on puzzles, and they're just ready for every kind of team to take on this adventure. So it's really great for, like, team building. We work with a lot of meeting planners and then leisure travel groups that can come in there and just go for these great creative challenges. Kids love them. Adults love them. And, you know, for escape rooms, we also have now the new ATG escape room. And then right nearby, when they're done, they go to Dave & Buster's for some more fun. So the Red Door Escape Room is just a great place. But if you don't like to be enclosed too long in spaces, then you better think twice or have someone good that can help you get out of it.
We're talking with Elaine Schroth of Visit Concord, California.
Elaine, our scouts say Concord has great evening entertainment, not only at the Concord Pavilion, but also at the Brendan Theater, Veranda Lux, and IMAX. Please share.
Sure. I mean, we love to talk about the Concord Pavilion. This is a Live Nation venue, live event area. It's beautiful. It's right at the base of Mount Diablo, which I've already told you how great it is there. And it's just all genres that have been performing there since the 1970s. And top artists still continue to play there. So, like, for example, Grammy-winning Megan Thee Stallion and Adam Levine are going to be among the first artists to come back this summer, as well as through the years you've seen Rod Stewart come back millions of times. We've had Buddy Guy and B.B. King, and then we've got the top rappers and things. So it's a really fun entertainment space. And then we have the Brendan Theater. That's our local downtown theater, and the owners are very active in the community, and they're just a really fun spot to go to when you're downtown. We also have the West Wind Drive-In, which is one of the few remaining drive-ins in California, and that one is always packed. You just pack up your car, have some fun, drive over there, and then you're in the luxury of your own car to watch a movie. And then the Veranda Lux and IMAX together is the newest luxury theater we have around. It's got the top-of-the-line audio and visual. It's just an amazing experience when you're in there. Very fun.
Speaking of performing arts, aren't Tom Hanks and Dave Brubeck Concord natives? And is Dave Brubeck the reason Concord has a popular annual jazz festival?
Right. Well, Tom Hanks, he is from Concord, and we're just waiting for him to come back and see us again soon. So he's a really great guy. We love him, and we're ready for him to come back. He did grow up in his earlier years in Concord. And then Dave Brubeck, boy, we were celebrating his 100th birthday, the anniversary of his 100th birthday during COVID, and his sons were actually the Brubeck brothers, which are his sons, were going to be the entertainment. And again, back in the late 60s, Dave was getting up to 17,000 fans in the local park, and he would have amazing musicians and concerts going, including Ella Fitzgerald, Pearl Bailey, Mel Torme, and the Buddy Rich Band. And then with that Concord Pavilion that he was such a big part of, it was finished in 1975, and this amazingly was one of two live large venues in California. There was the Hollywood Bowl, and there was the Concord Pavilion. And also, due to all these musicians coming into Concord in the 60s and 70s, 80s and on, it was the home to the legendary Concord record label, which is still active and thriving with major artists, and now they're in L.A. So, yeah, that's all fun stuff. And then we also have, for the younger generation, is Blake Anderson of Workaholics, and he is actually Concord native, and he visits us regularly. So that's really fun.
Oh, wow. Concord certainly has a reputation as a capital of good rhythm. Hasn't your Blue Devils drum and bugle corps also won something like 19 world championships? We'd like to hear more about them.
The Blue Devils drum and bugle corps, they're an amazing, amazing accomplished corps. And they, yes, you're correct. They have won 19 titles, world-class titles. They travel all over the world, and they are based here in Concord, California. And they've been around since 1957. And what's interesting about them is that many of the musicians that were really involved with the whole jazz scene and the pavilion, getting it all getting together, have been those instructors. And I think that is the reason why they have just such world-class instructors that, you know, really understand it and really understand what's going on. And they have so many award-winning levels. And they also have a renowned special needs color guard. And that's an amazing nonprofit a side effect that just really helps with the special needs group, and they can go in and play the amazing, you know, drum and bugle corps.
That's great. Now, the center of town called Todos Santos Plaza has a lot going on in the summer. Since we're almost into the month of May and summer season starts on Memorial Day, could you give us a sneak preview?
Well, we can't wait to get everything back to normal here in California. And the biggest thing that we do in Concord, I would say, is the Music and Market Series. And that's right in downtown Todos Santos Plaza. It generally runs May through October. And they weekly get anywhere from 1,000 to 5,000 people coming down. There's a farmer's market. There's music. That's just a great scene. So that will start up again. We usually have the July Blues, so every Tuesday in July we have blues, live blues, and we have downtown car shows. We have a very nice hometown 4th of July parade that's just lovely, and then they have fireworks in the evening. This year we'll be having some art installations, so different ways to mingle safely in outdoor groups, so we're going to be getting some art in there. And then we can't wait soon to have repeats of the past years downtown, which would include more of the jazz festivals, taco festivals, beer festivals, holiday event, and this year we're planning on a new holiday wine stroll downtown. So lots of fun.
Oh, my. We're talking with Elaine Schroth of Visit Concord, California.
History is important to us at Travel Itch Radio, Elaine. We hear Concord goes back a long way, founded in the 19th century by a California ranchero who called it Todos Santos. And weren't there Native Americans living there whose descendants still call Concord home?
Yeah, these are great. These are great history questions. We love it. We have a great historical society. The California ranchero that you're talking about is Don Salvio Pacheco, and his statue was placed in our plaza during the 150th celebration of Concord just a few years ago in 2018. And Don Salvio was a generous man who gave parcels of his land grants for residents to establish businesses and live in the area. So that's why a lot of our areas are called Salvio or Pacheco, and again, he named it Concord. And then because of all this great stuff going on, in 2018, Todos Santos Plaza was actually named as one of three great places in California by the American Planning Association. And the Native Americans that you were discussing are called the Miwoks, and they're the Delta Miwoks, and we actually have a new art project that's going on right now, and they were depicting their Northern California lives and activities, hunting, gathering. They were in the area and spread out. So there's great history talking about the Miwoks.
Is agriculture still your main industry, or has tourism taken over?
I would say that now agriculture, most of the ranches have been sold off and developed lots of housing or dedicated open space areas. So that's really nice that whatever has been made into housing, there's also really equitable amount of open space and trails. And the main industry, because we do know that restaurants and hospitality have taken a decrease this year, but otherwise, those the manufacturing, the medical, we have refinery work because we have refineries around here, construction, and essential businesses really have kept working, which is really great. So for us with tourism, the hotels are down 50% but are already on the rebound right now. And, again, we've always kept restaurants top of mind during the pandemic, and we are just all geared up, ready to go. The restaurants are just so – we're all so supportive of them. We're ready to go. They've kept going the entire time, and there's just such great food around here that nobody's stopped eating.
I want to tell our listeners that you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the archive show on our Facebook page. And our guest tonight is Elaine Trouth of Visit Concord.
Elaine, what was the impact of Prohibition in 1920? And you touched on this, the pandemic of 2020.
Right. Well, I would say it's interesting because we were such a big agriculture location back in 1920 that really basically many of the vineyards that were there were removed and they were replaced with apple with walnut orchards. And so that's therefore our nearby city, Walnut Creek. We know that that they were replaced with walnut orchards during that time. And then kind of comparing it to the pandemic in 2020, as I did talk about that, that the essential businesses really are the largest component of our economy, and they've really stayed intact or actually even prospered during this time. And then smaller businesses as well have done really well. For example, the real estate in California is just you can't find a house and pay, you know, over not pay over asking. So they've done well as well.
And is Concord still the home of the Concord Naval Weapons Station? And isn't there a memorial for workers who died in a munitions explosion during World War II?
Yes, the Concord Naval Weapons Station was used in World War II, the Vietnam, and the Gulf War, really to process and ship out materials and munitions. It's now called the reuse area and has been transferred to the City of Concord and the East Bay Regional Park District as one of the largest Navy land transfers. And so that's 5,000 acres that has been transferred over, 2,500 to our East Bay Regional Parks and then the other to the City of Concord to develop it. And, yes, there is the Port Chicago War Memorial, and we just commemorated the 76th anniversary, which we dedicated to the family of the servicemen who died in the munitions explosion during World War II. This is a national monument here in Concord, and it can be visited with reservation, and that's due to its location on a military base. And the result of this really wasn't the aftermath of it was that it led to desegregation in the military and new superior court rulings.
Elaine, if out-of-towners fly into San Francisco or Oakland, can they get to Concord on Bay Area rapid transit without renting a car?
BART is just so convenient from both the San Francisco and Oakland airports, and there are two stations in Concord that go straight into Concord. So it's really easy access to the hotels or whatever your destination is in Concord with either a hotel shuttle or just perhaps a five-minute Uber drive.
You mentioned hotels. What are some of the best places to stay in Concord?
Well, that's a great question. There's really something for everything because there's every price range in Concord. And the great thing is all of our hotels are California Hotel and Lodging certified, safe and clean. And we have three larger hotels, including the Hilton Concord, with all the amenities that are also walking distance to our newest shopping center and dining area. It's a complete experience over there. It's beautiful with fountains and outdoor entertainment and open space, but really all of the motels and inns in Concord are also convenient to hiking and outdoor entertainment and visiting family. So we've got some great places in Concord.
Elaine, what would you say your peak and bargain seasons are?
Yes. With year-round great weather here, we're always open for business. So Concord, we like to say, is very affordable, and we do encourage the summer months when the water park is open and the music festivals are in full swing. And I personally love the spring and fall because those are really the best times for hiking and biking so that I can get out there and be outdoors. The business travelers tend to occupy the hotels during midweek. So really your bargain prices are what the leisure traveler wants, and they are the weekends.
We're talking
what
with Elaine Schroth.
What kind of vibe will I find in Concord, Elaine?
Sure. Our vibe is really, it's really relaxing. We like to say we're casual, we're diverse, we're friendly, and we're welcoming.
And why is Concord so popular for family travel?
Oh, it is kid heaven here. There's so much for kids to do here besides the water park and Pixie Land. We have bouncy houses and rock climbing gyms, Chuck E. Cheese, just to name a few. We have 19 parks, including Mateo's Dream, which is an all-abilities playground. And there's also even a special playground at our regional airport where they can play and watch the special helicopters and unique planes fly out.
Now, is it easy for out-of-towners to take a day trip to San Francisco? And what other day trips can visitors take?
Oh, we are so easy and fun. Whether you want to BART or drive or take a bus. We're close to the wine countries, Livermore, Napa, Sonoma Valleys. We're close to our California coast, less than an hour there. We've got plenty of mountains around us, and we also have like a really great culture and diversity scene if you go to Oakland and Berkeley. And again, you want to see more of the museums in San Francisco.
We're talking with Elaine Schroth of Visit Concord. And Elaine, our listeners always like to learn more about our guests. So could you share where you were born, raised, and schooled, and perhaps how you got into the world of travel and hospitality, and how you became president and CEO of Visit Concord?
Well, thanks for asking. I was born and raised in San Francisco, so I have been in California my entire life. I went to school at the University of California, Davis, and which was just slightly out of the San Francisco area, but then moved back into the Bay Area where I've had several service businesses, but also having an education and background in economics. I was always led back to the city, so I've worked for several municipalities, done several contracts with them, and then when this came about, as both someone in the chamber world and someone in the business world and travel, it was a perfect fit for me. And so I've been doing it for 3 years and started it from scratch, and we have a great location and brand new visitor center now.
Elaine, how can listeners learn more about Concord, California?
Great. Yeah, I would say they check out our website, which is www.visitconcordca.com, where you can sign up for our newsletters and also receive our destination guide with all the things to do and places to go.
Thanks to Elaine Schroth, President and CEO of Visit Concord, for being our guest tonight on Travel Edge Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. This has been such a pleasure, and I can't wait to meet everyone again in person, and I'll be watching this, listening to your show, and I want to say with your baseball season, let's go Giants.
Okay, I interrupted watching the Braves-Cubs game for this podcast, but I'll be going back to it soon, and unfortunately, that's it for this edition of Travel Edge Radio. Next week, same time, same station, same writer, same announcers. We'll celebrate my actual birthday on the air with a very special show. My longtime colleague and friend and co-host, Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee, will interview me about my 52-year career as a travel journalist. Should be great fun. And by the way, it was her idea, not mine. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with my beautiful and talented co-host, Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night and stay safe.